Since August, Radio Boston has been looking into the business background of the new head of the MBTA, Luis Ramirez. He's been praised as a turnaround specialist by Governor Baker, but a Radio Boston analysis of federal securities filings in August shows that the Texas company Ramirez claims to have turned around is dealing with wide-ranging financial problems as a result of issues under his tenure. Shareholders of Global Power Equipment Group had filed a class action lawsuit against Ramirez last May. They alleged he violated federal securities laws while he was CEO. Radio Boston's Meghna Chakrabarty has been following this story, and she joins us now. Hi, Meghna.
Hi. You know, I have to say, I'm glad to be in here. Your conversation with Corby Kummer was making me so hungry.
Likewise. We'll have to go out and grab something after this.
Let's talk about something to kill our appetites. I guess the tea would do that.
Yes, because we'll never get to wherever we're going on the tea. You have an update on the lawsuit. What's been going on?
Okay, so as you said, Luis Ramirez, at his last sort of major post at Global Power in Texas, when he was CEO there, after he left in 2015, the company basically tanked, and so shareholders sued him in a class action lawsuit. And the thing about a class action lawsuit for securities violations is that you have to prove in your complaint intent. And just this week, a federal judge in Texas dismissed the class action because she said that in their claim, the plaintiffs did not prove that Luis Ramirez had any intent to mismanage finances at Global Power. So the lawsuit has been dismissed, although the judge did give them an opportunity to maybe refile by January 15th.
So just curious, what's the MBTA saying about all of this?
Nothing. I reached out to them. They have no comment.
And is a dismissal like this unusual?
No, actually, there was a company called NERA Economic Analysis. They're a consultancy. And they did this look at securities class actions between 2000 and 2016 and found that basically 70% of them get dismissed. And part of the reason why, it's for a bunch of reasons. I mean, some of the suits don't really have standing. But the real issue, I think, is that it's really hard to prove intent when it comes to financial mismanagement. You have to sort of show from evidence that there is some indication that managers knew what they were doing that led to securities violation, and that's not easy to do.
And also, we mentioned some of the controversy over his performance as CEO of his last company, Global Power.
Yep.
Can you remind us a little bit about what happened there? Because that was also, I think, cited in the lawsuit.
Yeah, it's the source of the lawsuit. It's the heart of the lawsuit. So basically what happened was when Ramirez was CEO of Global Power, again, this Texas company, for several years, it turns out that they filed erroneous financial statements to the SEC. That's a big, big no-no, right? Because all shareholders require those financial statements to be accurate. And just after Ramirez left, and by the way, you have to, as you remember, CEOs have to sign those financial statements certifying their accuracy. So just after he left, the company announced, just after his resignation, that they would have to refile corrected financial statements. Now, the reason why they had to do that was what was being fought out in this lawsuit. But again, that lawsuit has been dismissed.
And now, quickly, there's another investigation going on by the SEC right now. What's the status of that investigation and what could that mean for Ramirez's future?
Yeah, so the SEC is also looking into Global Power's financial filings, but they don't ever talk about any inquiry that's going on. So we don't know what the status is of that.
So much more digging to do on all of this.
Yeah, so it's still an open question.
That's Meghna Chakrabarty. She's the regular host of Radio Boston. Thanks for joining me. It's a little bit strange
you
to see
great
you on that
chair.
Side of the table. Thank you. Thank you. Coming from you, that means a lot. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Shira Springer, and this is Radio Boston.